Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 24 of 615, guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. We got all the guys here today. I'm Jackson. We got Sean.
Yo, yo.
We got Connor Gannon.
What up?
And Mr. Denton Dotson.
What's up? We're halfway to 48.
It's true. Once one more, we'll be to the
episodes. Episodes.
One more, and we'll be halfway to the big 50.
Tis true. Sean, I just noticed something. What's up with your wrist?
I mean, the curse got me for
the eighth time.
Eighth? I don't know.
That's taking it for all of us.
That's a little underestimating, but you know, I had an ID camp this weekend.
What is that?
An ID camp. It's a recruiting for soccer. ID stands for identification. But anyways, I went in for a crunching slide tackle and jammed my thumb into the okay. ground. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but the coach
was very impressed with my slide tackle. He told me afterwards.
Isn't that like?
But then you couldn't move your thumb.
Yeah, my thumb was pretty destroyed. It was super bruised. Like it literally started bruising right after.
I may have gotten hit by the curse myself. I was recovering from some wrist trauma here recently.
A lot of us are going through wrist. It's like wrist arthritis here.
I don't know if it classifies as the curse, but our last scrimmage, second to last, maybe. When I was batting, I got beamed in this little wrist bone right here.
On the end, for those of y'all that can't see, because it's a podcast,
you
can't see.
Yeah, so like if you run, down your pinky and you go to like where your palm meets your wrist, it's like the bone right there. And I got hit on that, and so it would heal. I started like only use my left hand. It's like when I was driving, every turn I would make, I'd like only use my left, opening doors, stuff like that. I would only use my left hand. And I guess I overused it because then my muscle was like stressed out. And so then my left wrist coincidentally started hurting worse than the right one. So then neither of my wrists worked. But they're starting to heal. Hopefully that wasn't my curse. Hopefully I don't get arthritis as a 18-year-old. And that's my 605 guy's curse. I wanted it to be cooler than that. I wanted to at least get hit by like a boulder.
Well, that's why I didn't get any basketball players. So right before the state tournament for our boys basketball team, we're planning on getting one of their guys on for the pod, you know, talk about the upcoming state tournament, you know, seeing how it's going to go. But then we kind of thought about it and we were like, you know, we really, really don't need that to happen. You know, it's going to be like
we got a bad rep.
It's going to be like the jump ball. They're going to tear their ACL and they're going to be like, oh, we're going, well, you know, we're done. So
no more 615.
We literally just got to warn them before they come on. And like,
you got to sign a waiver.
You got to sign a waiver to come on.
We're just letting
now.
you know,
it's like a trampoline park, you know. You gotta sign that waiver.
Speaking of like signing waivers, which we signed our imaginary one a year ago today, actually.
Jody
was the most legendary 615 guys episode ever.
Yep.
A year ago today, we had Jody over in this corner over here. We moved the ping pong table just a tad bit for camera purposes.
I got to shock him.
And didn't get to shock him to trivia, and it's our
I want to shock him next time.
I don't know if he'll let us be next time.
If there will be a next time, I don't know. But we do plan on finding a time to get Jody back on the pod here soon.
Have you been talking to him?
We have actually been talking
to him. He's been DMing us about some college basketball picks. He said he's gone cold. He needed the 615 guys' charm to help him make some picks. But somebody left him undelivered.
I did not leave him undelivered. I answered as soon as I possibly could.
3 days later when there
not
was
three
about
days later.
Two okay. games left of the year.
So he texted me right before I was about to go out for one of our baseball games. And it was like the Sweet 16 night. And I knew there was going to be no way that I could check the lines and all that for the games and then respond to them. So I just, you know, I was planning on, you know, hey, I'll get you for the Elite Eight. And what did I do?
You didn't do that.
I did. Excuses. I got him.
I'm just hearing
you got him for two matchups.
I got him for North Carolina. I said, go all in on North Carolina. I know the Peacocks are hot. Shout out the Peacocks.
I said, go in on
North I told him that before you even said that. I said the Peacocks are hot, but those Tar Heels, man, your Tar Heels, they're going to pull through. And they did.
A random side note, everyone listening, 12 of you. I am trying out some different energy drinks for this episode. And today's sponsor, just kidding, I wish. I'm trying out the Coke Coffee, and I got the Vanilla Coke Coffee. And it's fire, honestly.
It's really good.
It's pretty solid. And then also, just to, you know, it's a school night.
You're not going to go to sleep tonight.
I should drink two energy drinks.
It's 9 p.m. right now.
I'm not going to sleep.
I also got the Mountain Dew energy drink. Not the greatest. The Coke one's definitely better. The Mountain Dew Energy one tastes like a Diet Mountain Dew, but combined together, they're only 90 calories. So, I mean, pretty impressive. Also, if my memory serves me correct, which it does.
Because you're extremely focused.
Extremely focused because I have mental potent energy boost right now. I believe you two, what were your exact words? I don't know. The next episode, we'll do the one gym challenge. I feel like something's ringing a bell about that. And here we are, and there's no chip within a mile of you two guys. What's that about?
Well, you see.
Well, that episode, it was supposed to be scheduled like
yeah, I forgot
the week
about
after
that,
or something.
Well, here
here's
we are.
No, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Look,
here we are.
I'll shake on it right now. If I can get like a weekend where I have to like, I don't have to go home and like go to sleep or something.
Yeah,
I will.
I agree.
That's so vague. What does that even mean?
No. Like, cause like tonight, like I gotta go home. I gotta like, you know,
maybe over the summer.
I gotta.
Yeah, it's a school night. I'm not trying to have.
I'll even do it this weekend.
I'm not trying to wake up with explosive diarrhea.
And then
go to school.
If we record like Saturday night, like I will do.
Do we play Friday?
I'll do it Saturday night too.
Friday night.
But the next day, what if I got what Sean said, explosive diarrhea?
Well, I didn't. So,
well, I can deal with some explosive diarrhea like on a Sunday, but not on a school night.
Fine.
Or school day.
This Saturday night. One chip, two humans, eat it. Be there.
Wait, just two?
Who's not eating a chip?
Connor said he didn't want to
do it. Connor, you're not eating a chip?
I'll eat it.
One chip, three little boys. Saturday night, be there.
Should we ask Joey to come on for Saturday?
Ooh, we should... Yeah.
One ship. Three little boys, one grown man. Be there.
He'll probably do the whole chip.
That part's to be determined, but we will eat the chip for sure. I mean, that's...
That's what you think till the chip eats you. And that's what's going to happen.
Well, I'm bringing a gallon of milk.
You know, I'm going to...
We got to be prepared. Unlike Denton, who just winged it.
I'm going to be munching on my chip and my new 615 guy shirt.
Yeah, let's not tease the people with something that we don't even know when we're getting it in.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, I can't get that word out. We want to thank all you who have pre-ordered the first batch of 615 Guys shirts. Yeah. They are straight fire, straight heat. They are soon going to be seen all over the
everywhere.
Country. So those of you that pre-ordered this first batch, you know, you are a bunch of lucky human beings because...
They're never going to be seen again.
First drop.
Never.
Once we drop them, we get a new logo, a new design, something.
Once it's
supply and demand, yeah. Baby.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
We know what we're doing.
Yeah. But we do want to thank all you who came out and supported the guys.
We hope you keep that same energy when you know you actually have to pay for the shirts.
Not just a pre-order.
But we'll keep you guys updated on. All that information and when we get those in.
So recently, I guess it was like last night. Was it the Oscars or the Grammys? The Oscars.
It was the Oscars.
Oscars. Okay, yeah.
Why was it like? It was like there was like a Japanese overlay or something.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Like the theme for the night or something.
I don't know. There was some Japanese deal with it. Maybe I'm just like tripping.
I don't know. Unless you've been living under a rock and like just haven't like
under two rocks, because you know everybody's been talking about
Chris Rock.
Unless you've been living under Chris Rock, The Rock,
and Patrick Starr's rock.
That's true. There's many famous rocks out there. Plymouth Rock. Chris Rock
got Chris rocked last night
by Will Smith after saying a
coincidentally the Dodgers Will Smith. His birthday's today.
The day after it happened.
Yeah, which is very coincidental.
Well, did that really happen yesterday?
Yeah, it was last night.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. It feels like it just happened like 3 days ago or something.
Yeah, but...
Because it's been talked about so much.
Chris Rock made a questionable joke towards Will Smith's wife and then got a...
Slapped in the face.
Slapped.
But, yeah, I don't condone the hitting, but like... Dude, the dude made a really like
he could have
his wife.
He could have like dealt with it probably a lot better.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there was.
Well,
I'm just giving the straight up news. And the biggest question is, was it real?
It was 100% real.
Yeah, it was real.
Yeah, it was because they were it was real because they like cut it off.
I guarantee you though, Chris Rock, he probably was like
he took it like a chant.
Like when he was walking up, he was probably like, "Oh, this is probably like a part of it or something." Like I could see that where he could be like, "Oh, this might be fake," because who's just gonna? Why would he just walk up in the middle of live TV? It doesn't make sense.
But, I'm starting to lean more.
It was real.
On it being real than I was before.
It's real, Jackson.
3/4 of me still thinks it's fake, though, dude.
No,
it's not.
I think it is,
Jackson. Look, the dude was saying, "Get my wife's name out of his, you know, effing mouth."
I understand
he ain't gonna say that on live TV.
It was real.
But look, you
and like Will Smith doesn't strike me as that kind of guy to fake that.
And they like cut off from it. If they wanted it to be fake, they would like left it on, you know, blah blah blah. But they like completely believed it. He had to give up his award today. He'll probably get fined. It was real.
Will Smith was like, I mean, not Will Smith.
He violated Chris the code of conduct.
Chris Rock was like flabbergasted afterward.
Yeah, he was.
He didn't know what to say.
He just slapped me. With some other words inserted in there. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I guess it probably was real.
It was real. And
But he started laughing at first. Have y'all seen the video?
Yeah, I saw it. He laughed at first, but I think once he realized that it really like.
No, it was once he saw her reaction, but.
But didn't somebody else like talk about it earlier in the show? I think like some woman.
I don't know. It may have. I haven't looked too deep into it. I just know that it happened.
Anyway, a comedian's job is to make fun of people. He was making fun of everyone. You can't just go up and slap him in the face after he makes a joke.
Yeah,
sure,
I don't.
You can get mad. You can go up to him. The proper response would have been to go up there, take the microphone, been like, "Jada, I love you. I think you're beautiful either way, and I think everyone needs to realize that your imperfections can make you beautiful." Give him the mic back. Everyone would have given him like a standing applause. He'd have been the hero. And then maybe Chris Rock would have looked back. Like, instead, he slapped him in the face, and now Will's the villain. So,
yeah.
That's why I always use your words before you
violence
slap
is not the answer. Long story short.
He could have dealt with it better, 100%.
Yep.
Got
in one little fight, and his mom got scared. He's going to have to move back.
Be the Prince of Bel-Air.
TV show's coming out. Maybe he was just advertising the new Bel-Air TV show.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, maybe he's just it's a rerun.
I saw a good one where it was like right after Chris Rock got slapped, it was the Everybody Hates Chris theme song. Did y'all ever watch Everybody Hates Chris?
I've heard it.
Everybody Hates
it,
Chris is narrated by Chris Rock, and he like produces it, and it was like loosely based on his life, and it was just about how his life sucked, even though it really didn't. It was like a sitcom, and it was funny. All you Everybody Hates Chris fans out there, that was for y'all. It's a good show. Y'all should watch it.
So there you go.
Is it like an old movie?
Everybody is
like
an old
movie? Yeah, I mean, it's like early 2000s. It's got the kid from Lab Rats. He's the main character.
The little one?
Leo, like
the,
whatever his name was. Yeah.
That was a good show back in the day.
I never actually watched that.
You didn't watch Lab Rats?
I watched it up until the point where they like left for like Bionic Island or whatever.
And we were getting older too, so we were like, this is getting stupid.
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't watched any old like cartoons or anything for a long time.
Kicking It is probably
the best. Good.
Oh,
to this
I didn't
day.
Watch that either.
It's really good to this day.
Kicking It was
I also
by
did not
far
watch that.
Probably the best. Yeah. I would say. Oh, can y'all think of a? Okay, yeah, I've seen that. Everybody Hates Chris. What would you say is your favorite childhood show? Like that you could still that you could
in
still
general like
you could actually
XD
watch
shows.
To this day. Like Disney
probably
XD, Disney honestly.
Gravity Falls, SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I
can name so
Kick
many.
Kick Buttowski.
I don't know what that is.
Total Drama Island. There's a ton of them.
Yeah,
you would watch those like to this day?
Yes, I watched SpongeBob like 2 days ago.
Okay,
and Gravity Falls.
SpongeBob can't be beat.
I went back like during the summer and like rewatched all of Gravity Falls.
Okay, not non-cartoon wise.
Did y'all watch Nickelodeon?
Non-cartoon?
Yeah.
I watched a lot of Nickelodeon. Let's
probably like Good Luck Charlie.
Victorious.
iCarly.
Okay, go to Disney.
Zoe 101.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
Go to Disney because Nickelodeon.
Sweet Life
like
of Zack and Cody.
Okay, that was a really good
Hannah Montana, banger. The Wizards of Waverly Place.
That was a good
banger.
One.
That was a good one, too. You didn't like that one?
That's So Raven was solid, but y'all weren't alive yet.
What do you mean we weren't alive yet? We were the same time you were.
I'm a year older than you, okay, guys. It's because I have an older sister, so, well. What's some other non-cartoon shows? Nickelodeon, Big Time Rush, of course.
Big Time Rush.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Saw them in concert.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
Which one was your favorite?
One Direction opened for them, which is funny. Kendall was my favorite, but I liked Carlos too.
Carlos is cool. I liked Carlos.
Logan always reminded me of Brody.
Yeah.
He was the loser of the group.
No, I think James does.
No, let me show you Logan. Let me show you. Logan, big time rush.
Logan, the nerdy one?
He just looks like Brody.
I'll say there were some good shows back in the day.
Like
I think James
like looks a little bit of Brody. Like Brody. A little bit of Brody.
I don't
no,
see it.
Not at all.
I gotta find
not at all.
Well, I gotta find a good one. They just have like the long neck and like the cinder block head.
Yeah, I just don't see it at all.
James is like Bryce Kelly.
But like our like the stuff we grew up watching has to be like 10 times better than what they're showing now.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I feel like
Teen Titans.
Teen Titans Go. You will not hate on Teen Titans
Are
Go.
Are you kidding
okay,
me?
That's a good show.
No.
Not the new one, but Teen Titans Go is good. I watched the movie.
Can y'all like back me up on this?
Teen Titans Go, I hated.
Okay, good. Jackson?
You don't have taste.
Not a good show.
Yeah, it was awful.
Let me make sure we're talking about the same show.
If we're going back to our OG days, I'm saying
Teen
highly
Titans.
Overrated here.
Teen Titans Go. Okay. Look here.
Pair of Kings.
Pair of Kings.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great show. You know what Pair of Kings was?
No,
I didn't like it. I don't like those cartoons. No.
Mighty Med?
Yeah, that was solid.
Mighty Med, don't know what
that was around when I like stopped watching.
Yeah, that was later.
I don't even know what that is either.
Because I think I stopped watching after like the second season because I was like, this is too childish.
Yeah.
It's still
Zeke and Luther. That was a good one.
Zeke and Luther.
A skateboarding show.
I've never heard of these.
Zeke and Luther?
You didn't know Zeke and Luther? It was a skateboarding show. And they had the dude that wanted to try like the beef jerky.
I don't know, but going back to different times, like nowadays.
Ned's Declassified School Survival.
Oh, yeah,
okay, that one was good.
But going back to the different days from now and back then when we were in elementary school, you remember the fundraisers whenever we would raise money and get
like
a scooter
like
or something?
Jump over our heart.
Yeah, that stuff. But nowadays, they get like Nintendo Switches
and
Kindles and iPads. Yeah. And like back then, we would get like a scooter.
We would get like a kickball. And
yeah,
like, we'd
get
dope.
Like a kickball.
Or you get
a jump rope. Yeah.
You get some like.
We didn't even do a jump rope competition at Sam Houston.
Really?
It was just jump rope themed. And like every day in PE, we jump rope. But like we didn't have like a central competition.
We didn't either, I don't think.
Actually, yeah, Coles Fair was like the only school that did.
They were so like tryhards at. What was it called?
Look at them now. They're bots.
Are they bad now?
I just mean like.
Like they would practice all year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no.
It didn't progress.
Well, did y'all only do jump rope for heart? The cookies.
There was the basketball one too.
I don't know if we did that one.
What
elementary school did you go to?
Castle Heights.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't do any competition or anything, but there was like a basketball themed like.
Hoops for heart. Or
hoops
something?
For heart. That's what it is.
Oh yeah. It was all for heart. Like there was no other.
That's the root of everything.
True.
And you'd also get those like ducks, like the.
Yes, the ducks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd show up with the lanyard.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, those
ducks
were hard.
I would have like 14 ducks on them.
Yeah. And then there was all the AR point stuff.
Yeah.
The AR store.
Go to like Demas's in a limo. If you
my second time in first grade, I had a lot of AR points.
My brother set like the school record. He's a nerd.
And Andy got valedictorian? Or
salutatorian. Second place. He's a loser.
Yeah. Imagine getting second.
I don't know.
Hey, shout out Phineas and Ferb. Your brother kind of reminds me of Ferb.
Yeah. He's very Ferb-like. They both have green hair. And
Phineas and Ferb was a very
was a
good show.
I love the movie. Where they go to like the alternate universe.
Is that when they have like a timeline thing? Or no?
Maybe.
Yeah, the Jonas Brothers was good too. I forgot about
Jonas
that.
Jonas Brothers, that was a good one. Jesse was good.
Oh, yeah.
That was later too. But that wasn't as kid.
Drake and Josh. We
Drake
say
and
Drake
Josh.
And Josh.
Oh, my gosh. We forgot
Drake
that one.
Man, I'm
just
going to go back tonight and like watch some of these.
Yeah.
Did y'all watch Kid versus Cat? That's kind of an underground one. It was on Disney XD.
I never really liked any of the Disney XD
I
shows.
I really
didn't like them.
Danny Phantom, Fairly Odd Parents.
I mean, I like those.
Never got
Fairly
into
Odd
that.
Parents
it's
is
cartoon,
good.
Dude. I just couldn't watch it.
Fairly Odd Parents is really good.
Did y'all ever watch the like Disney movies that they put out, like the
yeah. Like, the what's the Zendaya one where it's, like, zapped or whatever?
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Austin and Allie was on Ant
Austin
Farm.
Austin Allie was good.
Ant Farm. Ant Farm. Fishhooks is good. Fishhooks is good. Yes.
You didn't watch that one?
Oscar?
Fishhooks?
For Fishhooks?
Yeah, that reminds
it
me
was,
of
it, Oscar. It had, like, Stella from Jonas Brothers. It had Morty from Rick and Morty. And then it had, I don't remember the other guy.
I don't think, I've never heard of
Fishhooks. You remember Oscar, bro? Mm-hmm. I gotta show you Fishhooks. Fishhooks was so good.
I feel like once I see it, I'll remember it, though. It kind of sounds familiar, but...
It had Milo and Oscar and the girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I do remember that.
I never really watched it that often, though.
That's crazy, dude. This is
Did y'all watch Adventure Time, a regular show? Amazing
World of Gumball. Yes.
Uncle Grandpa.
Oh, my God. Those are good.
Amazing World of Gumball is good.
That one was really good, yeah. What was the first one you said?
This is some good reminiscing.
Time, regular show.
Adventure Time, regular show was good.
I didn't watch it.
Let us know if we missed any shows, by the way.
Regular show was really good.
I feel like we've hit every single show in the childhood.
Muscle Man.
Dude, if you just think about it, though, kids like
Steven Universe.
Kids 4 or 5 years younger than us probably don't know these shows. You know, that's just crazy. Maybe like
Train Your Dragon, the TV show.
I never gotten into any of that. Yeah,
Planet Sheen, Fanboy and Chum Chum.
Maybe like
Breadwinners, Harvey Beaks.
Dude, there's so many.
I'm not remembering.
Tough Puppy, dude. I forgot about Tough Puppy.
I don't know what Tough Puppy is.
Sanjay and Craig.
Did you ever say Jimmy Neutron?
No, I haven't. Wander Over Yonder, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. These are bangers. Kick Buttowski's legendary.
I don't know what Kick Buttowski is.
You don't know Kick Buttowski?
It was like that little, like, Kick Buttowski.
Wait, show me.
It was like that little
Him and Gunther.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe if I saw it.
This is a
You'll know who it is.
But...
Oh, I know what that is, but I never watched that.
Show was awesome. It would come on at, like, 3 a.m.
You would stay up and watch it?
Well, it comes on at 3 a.m. like now, so sometimes, yeah.
Whenever you have, like, 4 energy drinks.
Or, like, Sophia the First.
Do you actually think you'll go to sleep tonight? I don't think you will.
Do y'all remember waking up like in the like really like you left your TV on, you'd wake up at like whatever 3 a.m. and then it'd be like what was that dude?
Ben 10.
George Lopez.
George Lopez.
Oh my god.
You'd wake up and see him.
I'm not gonna lie. I used to wake up early for school just to watch like a show of his. Yeah.
George Lopez.
Yeah, George Lopez.
I would always watch SpongeBob in the mornings. That was my go to.
Me too, man. Me too. Teamy Mizemi.
I remember that.
Scaby J, Fishhooks, Mad. I remember Mad.
There are some great shows, man. They don't make shows like that anymore.
The shows they make are like super shitty.
Tough Puppy's a good one. I forgot about that one.
Like Paw Patrol.
Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
Oh, yeah.
Dog McStuffins. Yes.
So, the Thundermans.
I never liked that.
It was all right.
Thundermans. That was a good show.
The Amazing Spider-Man. Motor City.
Have all of y'all seen the new Batman?
No.
The new Batman, yeah.
So good.
I need to go see it.
Monsters vs. Aliens.
It was really good.
Mickey Mouse Vengeance. Clubhouse.
Maybe I can go Saturday.
I mean,
after our game.
Dude, I'm going to say something about it.
We got a chip to eat on Saturday.
Star Wars Rebels.
We just made that plan like 15 minutes ago.
I didn't know that was an actual plan.
I really emphasized it. Pig Goat, Banana Cricket. Connor, you seem like someone who watched that one.
What is it?
That was a cartoon. I forgot. Right, you didn't watch those.
Yeah.
The Descendants.
No.
Wasn't that a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That was not that good at all.
One of the best movies that Disney released that I watched all the time, Hatching Pete.
Huh?
You don't remember Hang on. You're going to remember it.
Nope.
Hang on.
Were y'all ever into High School Musical?
Yeah, it was good.
I liked it.
No.
What's wrong with
it? I hated it so much.
Why?
Because it was annoying. Like, the songs are just so, like, cringe.
Haters gonna hate.
Yeah, facts.
You're telling me you never,
like, I wanted to just rip my ears off.
You never saw Hatching Pete?
Kirby Buckets?
No.
Did y'all watch Kirby Buckets?
Did you see Hatching Pete?
Wait,
no.
You've never seen Hatching Pete?
Kirby Buckets is the guy from Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai, yeah.
It was like a half cartoon show.
I need to watch Cobra Kai season 4. That came out a while ago.
Randy Cunningham, Ninth Grade Ninja. I watched that a little bit. Phineas and Ferb's Dude, We're Getting the Band Back Together was the first episode ever released on Disney XD.
There's
Phineas and Ferb was Disney XD.
What if we had 104 days of summer vacation?
I know, we get like 32 days of summer vacation.
And then like during school, it's like 1 week twice.
Yeah. Phineas and Ferb had summer break for 10 years.
Yeah, literally. That's true.
Lemonade Mouth.
Lemonade Mouth, banger.
Yeah.
What was that? Great show.
You don't remember Lemonade Mouth?
It was a movie.
Yeah, these are. I'm getting into movies now.
Camp
Rock, those were good movies.
Yeah,
Camp
they
Rock
were.
Was good.
The Christmas Good Luck Charlie.
That was a good one. The Wizards of Waverly Place was good.
Let It Shine. Good I used one. To get my rapping days on
I
that.
I met Coco Jones.
Didn't she like live here?
She was Noah Tidwell's neighbor. They might still be.
Let's get her on the pod. See if she can spit some bars for us. Teen Beach Movie.
Her family came Teen over Beach when we watched WrestleMania.
Do what?
I used to watch WrestleMania at the Tidwell's house, and the Joneses would come over and watch it. That's how I met her. She had on these like Air Forces, but they weren't Air Forces. They were like loafers, They were like house shoes, but I don't know. They were mesmerizing. They were like pillow shoes, but they looked like Air Forces. But you got closer, and you're like, oh my gosh, those are pillows on her feet. And it was just like she's made it. It's like, this is a celebrity with those shoes. Can't explain it.
Cloud Nine was a good one. Olivia Holt.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Underdog. Y'all remember Underdog?
That was good.
Okay, everybody knows like that one. It's like, it's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Underdog. No, it's
Sky High.
Sky High was really good. Halloween Town.
That would be gas. Imagine, like,
My Babysitter's a Vampire, dude. That show is so good.
Imagine you're a school being in the sky.
And you had a superpower. Awesome.
I wish I had a superpower.
This is just going to be like 40 minutes of us being like, gravity falls.
Okay, let's switch topics. We've done this for a while.
Yeah, we have.
In like 10 minutes, I'm probably going to be like, oh my gosh, The Descendants 4?
So, speaking of Sky High, I guess we could go off of that. If you had a superpower, if you could pick one superpower, what would it be?
Speed. Super speed.
Super speed.
Yeah, that's super lame.
Okay.
What's yours going to be then? Yeah.
Probably like read minds or telekinesis.
I wouldn't want to read minds.
No, I
would
don't want to know what people think about me.
I would get,
telekinesis maybe.
That'd
fly,
be cool.
Fly or teleport.
You'd be lazy,
maybe teleport.
Though.
Teleport's a good. Fly's a good one. Super speed's probably the best one.
I might do teleport, honestly.
I don't know. I'd probably fly.
Fly's an acceptable.
Yeah, you need to change your answer, Connor.
Super speed's good.
Now I would choose that too. Because it comes with. Have you ever seen The Flash? It comes with a bunch of side abilities. I could just like phase through things and like run back in time.
Yeah, and I could literally go to Florida in like 2 seconds.
Or I could just teleport there.
Well, that's lame.
Like,
I'll punch you in the face, boom, teleport to that.
What if I wanted to like steal your glasses right now? Your teleportation.
You wouldn't react quick enough because I would have super speed.
Exactly.
I would just ask for him back, I guess.
Well, I'd be like, catch me if you can. You try to teleport, I'd be like, because you teleport really slow because I have super speed.
Exactly. Or
I would just fly away because...
You've never seen a successful superhero that can only teleport. Teleport Man? Stupid. People that are fast? All the time.
You know, you can kind of fly if you have super speed because you move your arm so fast, you know, you could like... Make
I don't think that's
error.
How that, I don't think that's how that works.
No, you clearly haven't seen The Flash season 4, episode 8. You buffoon. Bunch of doofuses around this table.
My apologies.
They don't know what they're talking about.
They don't. Mr. I would teleport because you got nothing. Because it was a doofus answer.
Well, I would just like to be able to
boom, super travel speed. Across the room. I could Will Smith super slap you, and you wouldn't be able to react.
Or I could just teleport away.
I would have super speed. You wouldn't be able to react.
You would just all of a sudden just have like a pain.
Like,
your side.
That really hurt, and I'd be like, you want to see me do it again?
I could just teleport so you couldn't get to me anyways.
You wouldn't know what's coming.
Yeah, I'd be so fast, you can't react to it. Like, see how I'm talking? Boom, would have slapped you in the face. You wouldn't have been able to react. And then you teleport away, and I'm like, I already got you.
Or maybe I would do pause time.
Pause time. Or slow. You can't pause it. Just say slow.
You can pause time.
Oh, that's a super
mean?
Speed.
It's any
time
superpower.
Just slow.
Yeah,
it was any superpower, Connor. Quit applying rules. You can just freeze time.
Actually,
well, then when you unfreeze it, bam, slapped in the face.
Huh? Actually, that's not possible. You can't.
Well, according to my calculations, you actually can't freeze time based on the space-time continuum.
But you can't slow it down.
In the periodic
but you
can't
table.
Oh, no, super speed is probably the best answer.
Okay. I like it. Yeah. It's awesome. I'm a fan. Yeah. But flying would be cool, you know, especially if you could fly fast, like
that's kind of
Man of Steel.
You're
You're not. I feel like you're not getting right. anything yeah, accomplished. Just fly you can't. You're not like accomplishing anything by flying.
Sure, I can. I can go. Traffic. I can go. Yeah, that, and I can go like fly up to like the Batman building. I can just chill.
But like if you choose flying, you might as well just choose building, teleport. You can just be like,
woo. Yeah. No, teleporting is stupid, Sean. If you, that was the dumb answer.
If you choose flying, you like literally you could just teleport wherever you're gonna fly to.
Yeah, but it's not about the destination, Sean. It's about the journey. Okay? And you're just skipping that part. What's the point of life if you can just go wherever you want? It's about the grind. It's about the adventure.
It's
the climb.
Maybe I want to go. Maybe I want to go.
There's always
going to
be another mountain.
Maybe I want to go live in an Amazon.
I'm always going to want to make a move.
I'm not going to fly to the Amazon.
There's always going
to
be an uphill battle.
I'm going to teleport to the Amazon.
Sometimes I'm going to have to lose.
You can't.
It ain't about how fast I get there.
Maybe you want to bring some stuff with you.
What's
waiting? You want to bring a tent.
On the other side.
You can teleport.
I hide. It's the climb.
Hey, what if we put some limitations on this power? What if you can only teleport to what you can see? What would you do?
Okay, well, maybe you can only like run for 5 seconds, and then you can't run any faster.
No, I'm just saying. Would you still want to teleport just where you could see?
No, that's stupid.
It's not, though.
It's kind of
cool.
Against the point, though. Of
exactly.
Teleport, dude, you could teleport to that couch
then
and
I,
just watch TV.
Then I put your limitation like running. You can only run super speed for 3 seconds, and then you have to take like a 10-minute break.
I can almost speed.
I was about to play. Anyway, super speed's a good answer. Good job, Connor. Jackson, what was yours?
Flying.
Flying's cool. Teleportation's fine, but I'm still super slapping you. So,
you
can teleport to your safe space.
I'm going
to
fly off.
Are you going speed too, Dan?
What do you mean?
Sure.
You can't react. That's the same thing. You wouldn't be able
to
react.
I'm just going
to
stay in the air the whole time.
Whoever says super strength is stupid. That's a terrible
superpower. It's terrible.
I mean, if you want to like
teleporting.
No, yeah. No, I'd rather teleport than have super strength.
I don't know. If I want to have to do something like really,
well, if I wanted
really
to be
cool.
a superhero, I'm picking super strength over teleporting away from my problems.
Well, obviously,
oh
yeah.
My gosh!
But like,
get out of here!
Just for civilian sake, I would like to teleport.
Yeah, because he just teleports.
Civilian sake, yeah. What are you gonna do?
He can wake up at 7:49.
Yeah, and just
right
go to school.
Boom.
That's not a superpower. That's just being lazy. My super speed. I'm gonna save the world.
Okay. Yeah, and then super speed to first block at 7:49.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to save the world, still get to class on time. Yours teleporting. Lame.
That's just like the exact same thing, though.
I can do things you can't. I can stop a villain. You would just be like, poof, I'm here. Oh, I'm over here. You're not doing anything. What are you going to do, teleport, give him a wedgie, teleport away? No.
I would run at him,
give him a wedgie, run away. I'm just kidding.
They're all
not superheroes.
Answers.
It's just like a superpower as a civilian.
I don't feel like there's a superpower that's necessarily bad.
Teleporting's fine. It's good.
X-ray vision. That's a bad one.
Who would want it? That's not a superpower.
I mean, that'd be cool.
That is
though.
A superpower.
That's just like
that's
cool.
Just stupid.
That's not a superpower.
So now we're canceling what
oh
is superpowers in one art.
Oh my god, I can see your bones.
Yeah,
you could see
a wall or something.
I was just letting you know there are bad superpowers.
No, see,
some people can't choose their
superpowers. X-ray vision's cool. You could see through this.
That's
wall.
The lamest one. Oh my gosh, there's two sinks in your upstairs bathroom. Like no one cares, Carl. Yeah, no, there are bad answers.
I'm just saying, it would be cool.
That's why in Sky High, there's the sidekicks, because their powers weren't cool. Like the plant lady.
Hey, they became useful.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, super speed, cool answer. Flying, basic, cool answer. Teleportation, creative, C+.
Okay, I got another topic we can do.
Okay.
Wheels or doors?
No, I refuse. There's one correct answer. It is chains.
And it is wheels.
This
wheels.
This discussion's old.
No, it's
I forget
not that
the word.
Outdated?
Outdated, sure. No, there's a word that's like it's like a word like aesthetic. You know, like it's one of those like fancy words for this situation for something that's like overdone.
What's wheels? And that should be it.
It is.
It's just not though.
How is the doors?
Because there's just so many more doors.
Explain. Yeah. Explain your reasoning why there are more doors.
I mean, every single house, there's going to be more doors than wheels. Every single house.
I can't do this. Guys, hold
and then,
I'll be back.
I mean, you want to say cars or whatever.
Sean,
but
you're going
to
want to teleport away.
you're going to say cars, but there's four
hot
doors.
Wheels, fidget spinners, machinery.
That's fidget spinner is not a wheel.
How's it spinning? Okay, then a cabinet
the little
door.
Wheel
then
on a mouse.
The door is not a door.
18-wheelers.
A cabinet door that opens up is not a wheel. That's a literally door.
It's drawers that have wheels on them that go squeak, squeak, squeak.
Okay, no, well, then that still like counts as a door.
Yeah, there's four wheels in there.
Because you didn't count fidget spinner wheels, right?
Hot Wheels.
Yeah, we
should count
cabinet doors then.
Yeah. And who called it cabinet doors?
Everybody hey, just
calls it cabinets.
Hold on. Whatever. The wheel came out a billion years-ish before the door. There's no way they blew that lead. There's no way.
Wait,
what?
The wheel was invented
Is this proven?
Yes, I looked it up. It was in 700 BC. The door was 300 BC. There's no way you blow that lead.
You got to think about all those third world countries too.
Yeah, and the wheel came first. The wheel was literally invented first.
Where they do have a house, they're not going to have a car though, or anything else.
There's other wheels.
They don't have a bunch of
every single computer that has a mouse. It's got a little wheel on it.
What they put their food on and roll it with? That's wheels right there.
Will Burris, Will Ackland, Will Wakefield, a ton of wheels.
Look, I'm just saying
And then you got locker rooms that have a hundred lockers.
I want you to look at Lebanon High School alone. Yes, there are a ton of doors in that place.
I don't think you should count lockers as doors in that.
What do you mean? That's a literal door.
I would count.
Yeah, but you're not walking into it. That doesn't make it a door.
You're not gonna walk into a cabinet either.
Yeah, and that's why I don't think you should count it. Because what did you say? You said a cabinet, not a cabinet door. Nobody calls it a cabinet door before this.
But it's
this
still
discussion
a door.
Even
the
started.
What do you call the little lock mechanism? The little wheel on it. They go squeak, 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 and then you open it.
He's got a point. Every locker in that school has a lock.
Exactly. What are locks? Wheels?
No, not necessarily.
What do you mean not necessarily? Yes,
okay.
They do.
You can. A lock is not a wheel.
Okay.
Just because it spins, just because it spins doesn't mean it's a wheel. That doesn't make it a wheel.
Just
because
it opens doesn't mean it's a door. Is this computer a door? It opens. It has hinges.
No, but it's a wheel. It has wheels on the inside making it run.
What?
You got some crazy eyes going right now.
You know how many wheelie chairs there are?
Okay. Every single teacher's room, they have rolly chairs.
Yep.
I'm getting targeted.
Scooters, dirt bikes, four wheelers, bunch of wheels, no doors.
Okay, that's just the same thing as a locker.
Hoverboards were very popular for a long time.
Locker rooms have stop staring at me.
They got a lot of wheels too. Every single trash can in high school, wheels.
Have hundreds of doors. I mean, yeah, lockers.
Golf courses.
But no wheels.
Golf courses, golf carts. Lots of wheels.
Four wheels,
no
right
doors.
Okay.
They call it four-wheel drive, not four-doors drive, for a reason. And if you go to coupes, two doors, eight wheels.
I'm just saying almost every single building has more doors than wheels. And there's a lot more
rolly chairs.
That's not true.
Yes, that is.
Because most businesses have rolly chairs. They don't have the
every single house cabinets. Is going to have more doors than wheels.
Not if their drawers have four wheels in them.
You have to have four doors to cancel out one car or one rolly chair.
Yeah.
And how many rolling chairs do you have in your house?
How many Hot Wheels do you have in your house? How many fidget spinners you got in your house, Sean?
Zero.
How many Hot Wheels?
Zero.
Don't say zero. That's a lie.
I don't have any Hot Wheels.
There's a Hot Wheel. I'm about to check your room right now and see if there's a Hot Wheel.
I don't carry Hot Wheels in my
You don't have to carry them, but they're in your house.
They're really not, though.
Where's your attic? Is your attic upstairs?
We don't have a way to get in our attic.
How do you not have a way to get into your attic?
You guys keep conversing. I'm going to bring you a wheel.
Okay.
Oh, bring me a wheel. I can literally point out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 doors from where I'm sitting right now. Seven doors. A handle is not a wheel.
I've already looked in. Look at that right there in front of you.
Yeah, there's two right there. I can see two wheels compared to... Oh, wait, hold on. Nope, there's 15 from where I'm sitting.
We're trying to find something. The toy car, four wheels, right there. Another toy car.
No doors.
Another four.
No doors.
We're already at 8,
but
Sean.
From where
we're already at 8,
I'm
Sean.
I'm already
where
at 15.
At? What do you mean you're at 15?
So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16.
These cabinet doors are controversial. I don't think they should be counted
it opens
as doors.
But
you can't go into it. Like
it doesn't
you
don't have to be able to go into it for it to count as a door. The definition of a door is not to be able to walk in and out of it.
I'm looking it up.
Look it up. Because it's a cabinet door, but you just don't say
but
door.
Everybody
you,
says
okay, but it is a cabinet
says
door.
Cabinet door.
No one says that, but it is a cabinet door.
Yes. I am team wheels, and I am saying the cabinet.
You want to go?
Like
you want to go through that door? Oh, there's a fridge. You want to go through that door? Oh, there's nothing else.
Cabinets and doors.
Yes, I agree. So
regardless,
what there's like 20 doors just down here.
It's the toys that set them over the edge, man.
Well, all four of us have cars. Oh, yeah.
There's two
four,
back there.
8, 12, 16 wheels right there. We all have
in
cars.
In here?
Okay, here we go.
All of our cars?
Definition.
And all your cars have four doors.
Listen. Definition.
They have a spare tire.
Definition. Listen. Definition.
A tire is not a wheel.
Y'all shut up.
A tire is a tire. A tire is a tire.
What's wrong with you?
A tire is a tire.
Not right now.
You cannot literally like
spin
that spare tire.
The steering wheel.
That's not a wheel either.
It's called a steering wheel! Yeah,
that's a wheel, but like, that's one wheel to the four doors on every car.
You're making me really mad right now.
There's already six wheels, and then
you can count the spare tire as a wheel when it's literally on the car and being in use.
A tire is 1,000% a wheel. It's like the definition
of a wheel. A tire is a wheel.
A door is a wheel. That doesn't mean it's not a door.
All right, y'all listen to this, though. A door, this is the definition of a door. A hinged, sliding, or revolving barrier at the entrance to a building, room, or vehicle.
Okay.
Boom.
It doesn't matter.
What are you talking about?
John, you can't say...
A circular object that revolves on an axle.
That's a door. That's a wheel.
But right if it's not revolving on an axle, then it can't be counted as a wheel.
Just because it's not spinning in that moment doesn't mean it's not a...
It revolves on an axle.
Literally, it's a picture of a tire. Literally.
And it's fixed below a vehicle or other object to enable it to move or easily
over the
ground.
There are three tires right in front of you.
Yes, a tire is a wheel, but...
You just said they were.
But it doesn't count as a wheel if it's not being in use. Like, it's just... It's sitting there. Is not.
That's like saying a door that's not attached to a hinge isn't a door.
Or it's not being opened.
Yeah.
It's just like a wood. All right, let's just move on from this.
First teleportation.
You're not gonna change my mind. You aren't gonna change my mind.
I can't get over the fact that you think that a tire is not a wheel. That's the definition of a wheel. When everybody thinks of a wheel, they think of a tire.
He understands now. You can see.
No, a wheel is like everything. A tire
your wizardry,
is just
your
is
wizardry,
just
your Jedi mind tricks you're trying to produce.
Listen, when you replace your tires, you're right not replacing the wheel. You're replacing the tire.
All I see is lies, Sean.
You're replacing the tire, not the wheel.
Anyway.
The tire. I'm tired of this.
I
can't
buffoonery.
Argue with lower intellectuals.
You are literally
you're
replacing
a buffoon.
The tire, not the wheel.
We need to stop.
You're making me heated. His energy drinks are starting to kick in, and he's just getting really rowdy.
Yeah,
now.
He's going crazy.
You aren't going to change my mind. It's still doors.
We don't need you.
Wheels for the real people.
We have an alliance of Team Wheels, and you're just the
outsider.
That's
outside. Good for you. That's
you're
good
just
for
the
you.
Outsider looking in.
Yeah, teleport back to your
ground.
Side.
I stand my ground.
Shut up, Sean. And the Sucker Boys finally got that win streak going. Solid two games.
Nice. You just lost to Kyle Bennett.
I haven't played in either one of them.
Is that the longest winning streak of Lebanon in like 7 years?
Probably.
I think they just don't need you.
Probably. Yeah, you were the weak
point. Well, I mean, it was the worst two teams we've played, so.
You want to explain what happened? No.
In the game?
Your red card situation?
I mean, you know, things happen.
Do you want to explain to the people why you haven't played the last two games?
It's not. The ref, it should have been a warning. That's all I'm saying. It should have been a warning. A straight red was very excessive in that situation. And even, like, other coaches have said the same thing. Like, it should have been a warning. A yellow card at most.
So what happened was... There was a very, very questionable call on Sean. Should have been a foul.
I mean, dude absolutely, like, took me out midair. Like, rammed me midair and took me out. And should have been a PK, 1v1 with the keeper.
What's a PK?
Penalty kick, 1v1 with the keeper.
And then...
A goalie?
Yes.
Sean, keeper. Sean didn't like the call and, you know, just kind of said some stuff under his breath.
Yeah.
And then...
I state something towards myself, not even towards anyone.
January 30th, January.
But the referee overhears it and decides to pull a straight red on me, so I am out for the rest of the game and the next two.
Was it early game or late?
Yeah, it was 30 minutes into the first half.
Oh, wow. That's tough. Are they 90 minutes like each
80
half?
Minutes.
80.
40 minute halves.
Oh, you're almost done with the first
half. Yeah, you about got out halfway.
But it was 0-0 at that point. And we were just like, yeah, we lost 3-1. We would have beat them too. And so when someone gets a red card, you have to play a man down the rest of the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's big right there.
Yeah, we had some similar fates among a member of our baseball team.
Yeah. But it wasn't as bad.
But we played a whole lot more games, so the suspensions, he's already played two games since then. Was this your last game having to miss?
Yeah. I play against MJ Thursday for a district game.
If y'all can beat them, and we can beat them, we'll beat them in every single core sport.
It's true. Big week coming up. Big game tomorrow coming up. Start off the week, and then...
Are y'all going to win, Sean?
I hope so.
Are you going to guarantee a victory on the pod?
That's a terrible mentality.
What? I can hope. I mean...
You got to know so.
I can't say yes or no, because you don't know. I can hope.
Are y'all going to win?
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. Sean Redmond has just
guaranteed a victory.
Yeah. That you were going to lose Kyle Bennett.
Yeah.
Did he get a yellow card in that picture?
That was last year though.
Has he seen that picture?
I don't know.
It was a real creative idea that y'all got a picture of your coach and kind of
stop acting
it.
Like softball doesn't do the same thing.
We've already confirmed
claim our brilliance
and
creating.
We don't win very often, so just let us have our glory.
Just be like idea credit to Jackson and Denton.
No.
I have a whole portfolio of them, of everyone. Not of everyone, but I've made a bunch of them because the track team made me make some.
And track does it too.
Well, I created the track team one.
Really, we've created quite the movement across the state because I've seen multiple teams
Friendship
now.
Does it.
I've seen multiple teams across the whole state now start doing it. So we started the movement. The 615 guy started that.
Imitation is the purest form of flattery. I forgot how the saying goes. Yeah, I made a ton of them. They're really fun to make.
They are fun to make. I will give you that. They are fun. I've never made one.
I think I have 9 of them in my...
They just make you giggle every time. They're just the one you made of Shreve. Hilarious.
That one hasn't reached the light of day yet, but...
Hopefully one day it will.
Well, I'd like to keep that one under wraps. But, yeah, I have 9 of them in my folder. Jackson made this one, of course, the iconic one.
The iconic OG one.
But then I made all the rest of them. Just been rolling ever since.
All right. Well, after some heated debates...
And some musical pauses in there.
We're finally going to wrap up episode 24... Once again, we went
halfway to 48.
One word, halfway to 50.
48 is cooler, but yeah.
Once again, we want to thank all of you for pre-ordering the first batch of shirts. It's going to be dope. It'll be the shirt of the summer.
Yeah.
I guess that's the right word.
Profit.
Yeah. I guess till next time we see you.
We'll have our shirts out. Well, hopefully we'll record an episode before then, though, and you guys will be eating chips.
We'll be eating a nice little, maybe... warm chip.
And you'll get to experience the pain that I had to go through.
And we'll just be smarter about it.
That's what you think, but the chip eats you. Chip eats you.
Until I get milk and I'm just going to be chilling.
And ice cream. That's what you think. And then the chip's like, you know what?
We're going to need to get blizzards.
And then you're just going to be blizzards too. You're just going to be trembling because the chip attacks everything. It's straight for the soul. The chip is alive. It knows what it's doing.
Okay. Well, we'll see. On Saturday. The recording.
Exactly. Be here, everyone. Connor.
Instagram Live for those who can't attend, I guess.
We'll stream it for you guys.
Maybe.
But until then, 615 guys out.
See ya.